Hare Krishna, and welcome to today's edition of Happy Japa. When I was in Japan recently, and walking along the channel near the Tokyo Temple, I saw many people fishing. They would take their fishing lure, a shiny object with hooks on it, and they would cast it into the water and draw it back in past all the fish in the river, trying to lure the fish to bite the hook. Again and again, they put it into the water and pulled it in front of the fish. And those who were patient, who did it for several hours, then would catch one of those fish on their hook and bring it in. As I was walking past, I was thinking about japa and how it's a similar process. The mind may be disinterested at first, but if we keep bringing the holy name past our mind, please take a look. Please catch this. Please become stuck on the holy name. Then eventually the mind will grab on and will be hooked by the holy name. There's a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anti Lila 16.74, in which a devotee who composed this beautiful prayer writes, "Lord Sri Krishna is just like a bluish lotus flower for the ear. He is ointment for the eyes, a necklace of Indranila gems for the chest, and universal ornaments for the gopi damsels of Vrindavan. Let that Lord Sri Hari Krishna be glorified." Krishna is the most attractive, and he's non-different from his name. So if every day we go fishing, trying to catch our mind on the hooks of the holy name, we will be successful, because there's nothing more attractive for the mind or the senses of the holy name. We just have to be persistent and bring their attention to it so that they will catch on. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.